how much thought have you given to judicial races this election year? Yeah, I don't blame you if following the presidential race was enough for you. But this fall, a number of judges are up for re-election, including three incumbents on the state Supreme Court. Here in Washington, we elect our judges by popular vote with no party labels. Jessica Levinson teaches election law at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. She spoke with KUOW's Kim Malcolm about the pros and cons of electing judges this way, starting with the benefits.
The people should have some say in who makes these very important decisions about their lives, that we don't want a backroom deal, for instance, between maybe the governor and a commission. And we want instead to have all of the voters to be able to weigh in and really evaluate the pros and cons of various candidates and to say, we think that this is the person who will best serve us on the bench. Then once those people are elected, the benefit of then having them stand for election again is that we want them to be held accountable so that we can vote someone off and essentially fire them if we don't think that they're doing a good job or if we think that they're making decisions which we find to be distasteful for a variety of reasons.
So those are the benefits of electing judges. What are the drawbacks?
I think the main drawback is that judges are then subject to what is popular, and that the role of judges is not to think about what will be popular with the voters, but to think about what is the proper application of the facts to the law. And judges do something that's different from legislators or governors or presidents who are supposed to represent their constituents. Judges often make decisions where their job is to uphold the rights of minorities. And so judicial elections, on a very broad scale, infuse majority will into the judicial process. And another issue is that these are very low voter information elections. People are making decisions based on the person's name, which indicates their gender and their cultural heritage. We're making decisions based on what the job title is. We put an enormous amount of stock in that person's job title. For instance, are they a gang homicide prosecutor? And we're left with not that much more information, again, than the person's name and their job title.
Jessica, we're seeing some big money flow into one judicial race in Washington this year. Bill Gates and some other donors have poured nearly $1 million into a TV ad campaign to defeat a justice on the state Supreme Court. His name is Charlie Wiggins. What's your take on judicial elections and campaign money?
I think that this is a problem because it means that Supreme Court justices or any judges that are subject to this spending will be aware of the fact that someone might take out ads for or against them. And I really worry that that could affect their decision making. And for instance, we've seen before judicial elections that there have been studies that indicate that right before a judicial election, judges will be impose harsher criminal sentences because they don't want ads against them that peg them as soft on crime. So what I think the spending indicates to us is that there are moneyed interests who very rationally want to play a role in the composition of the judiciary. But what we see is that judges are humans and they're not unaware of that spending.
Jessica, what do you think we should be doing to get good judges on the bench?
So I think that one compromise would be something called a merit-based selection system, where what we have is a commission and applicants go through the commission. There's a rigorous vetting process and the commission will speak to many people that the applicant works with, that there will be a very lengthy application process, that they will interview the candidate. And then after, a lengthy vetting, they will make a recommendation to the governor. The governor will then review the recommendation and will decide whether to appoint someone. If you want to involve the public at all, I think the best type of election would not be a contested election, but rather something called a retention election, where someone is on the ballot and all the voters do is vote yes or no. And I would suggest that I think the voters feel that there has to be a good reason to vote no for a sitting justice who has been through that lengthy vetting process. And I think that is better than direct elections because we have people who can go through, again, more rigorous research, real interviews of the candidates, and then make, I think, a more informed suggestion to the governor.
That was Jessica Levinson. She teaches election law at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. She spoke with KUOW's Kim Malcolm.